And I'm delighted to see him joined on the line by Paddy Hunter. Paddy, of course, is a well-known GAA broadcaster and Tyrone Liddy's PRO. And Paddy, you're very welcome to Highland Radio Sunday Sport. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much, Porrig. Keeping all right, I hope.
We're all good there, Paddy. And well, suppose it's coming with the news of a number of All-Stars that were handed out last night. And just to recap on it, of course, there was a lot of eyebrows raised across the northwest here and within Tyrone following the omission of Geraldine McLaughlin. Of course, within your own county, there was Niamh McGurr, who was up for an All-Star, and who is a defender. Emma Jane Girvan at midfield as well. So disappointing here in Donegal, it has to be said.
I would have to say so. I suppose from our own point of view, first of all, we would have hoped to have at least one of the girls to pick up an All-Star. There's no doubt about that. I know the effort they've all put in, and Niamh McGurr in particular scored a cracking goal against Donegal actually in the All-Star Championship for Tyrone this year. And you know, Tyrone are on an upward curve in terms of senior football, back in senior football again or whatever, and battled hard and obviously reached the quarter final stages of the All-Ireland series. Go ahead,
Paddy. Sorry there, Paddy. Well, in retrospect of that, you know, when you look at a footballer and she scores 7.33 in the Ulster Championship, I suppose it's very much leaning to the mission of Geraldine. She's been up for five of those All-Stars in the last a number of years, it has to be said. So suppose from her point of view, it's frustrating. And suppose, how is these particular All-Stars, how are they... How do they go about, the media go about them, or is it the ladies board that goes about them, or maybe you might be able to enlighten our listeners a little bit more?
What I was going to say to you, just carrying on from about Niamh and Emma Jane, I would have felt, looking, Jeremy McDonald was a shoe-in for the All-Star, and has been now in a couple of campaigns for Donegal. Maybe not every nomination maybe deserved an award, but certainly this year, Porrigan, it must be very frustrating. And I know she's the sort of player, you've coached her, and we all know her through Ladies Football Circles, that she's not the sort of player who'll be wondering about this. But it has to, great people, that this process, personally speaking, and I'm only speaking on behalf of myself, I'm not speaking on throwing anything out there, I think the process, and I've said this several times in public as well before, process is wrong in selection. The media are not involved in the selection. There's a selection committee appointed. Ulster have a couple of representatives, Connacht, Munster, Leinster, and they all meet and they decide. I often question how many games they see in a year. I know Ulster, to be fair, and I do have their people who go and they do be seen at matches, and I have to give them credit for that, But the process, you would think at this day and age, Park, with social media and with media the way it is, and the heightened interest, as we've seen at Killyclacker a weeks ago when Dunamoyne played Tyrone there in the Ulster Club final, so the press area was full, of mainstream media people. Not the case of two men in a dog watching the match and doing a lot of reports.
Yeah.
Live commentary from yourself, live commentary promotion, live commentary across the board. A lot of mainstream media interest. And the big players were there, put it like that, on a day when the Donegal final was on as well. So you have to look at it and say there has to be a measured approach to how the nominations are, first of all, selected, and then the awards themselves. That's taken nothing away from any player who picked up an award. But you have to wonder how a player in the vein of Geraldine McLaughlin, the quality that she has produced over the years, hasn't picked up an award. It's amazing. It really is amazing. I talked last year, Porrick, about maybe looking at a structured thing, a bit like the Champions 15 for the Mickey Rackard and the Larry Maher in terms of hurling, where a player who's playing junior football has a chance to pick up an award, and maybe an intermediate player a chance to pick up an award, maybe in their own sort of championship selection or whatever. But I was told that would water down the All-Stars. I don't know if it would or not. And, when players of the quality at senior level aren't being picked, what hope has a player playing for Louth or playing for Fermanagh or playing for Antrim or Derry? What chance have they got of picking up an All-Star award?
Yeah, well,
congratulations to her. She picked up the Junior Player of the Year. She couldn't bypass her. But that said, because of her scoring exploits, with Fermanagh this year. That's how she picked up the award, and deservedly so. But there's others. It grates me. It does, you know, and that's certainly disappointing for Geraldine. But she's not that sort of player who'd be whinging about it. No. But it is disappointing part.
Yeah, look, I know Geraldine extremely well, and I have to put my hands up. I have coached Geraldine and I know her, and she plays with my club in Termon, but it's not in that regard we're actually having the conversation. You have to look at the omission of Aisling Maloney as well from Tipperary. Tipperary has come up the ranks as well this year. It has, suppose she's been one of the driving forces from the Tipperary point of view, and just taking out one of her scorelines against Cork. They beat Cork this year, 2-9 she scored in that particular day. So she has to feel, and as you said, Paddy, it's not, you know, not sour grapes in that regard for any player that got an All-Star.
But there's players who have missed out, there's no doubt about that, and I would feel particularly for Niamh McGurr on the halfback line from Tyrone, Emma Jane in the middle of the field, maybe more competitive obviously around the middle of the field perhaps as well, but and Geraldine and Aisling Maloney, and players of that quality, and there's, you know, the amount of good quality players that have missed out on All-Stars, and maybe, I don't know, the structure's wrong, I think, Park, it has to be said, the structure is wrong. And it's how you develop that, how you change that. I don't know, but it is worth the conversation.
But when you take it as a merit, when you look at the team that won the All Ireland, Dublin, of course, they command the right number of All Stars. But then you look, I suppose, at the men's situation, Paddy, and you look at the likes of Michael Murphy here in your own county getting one, which is fantastic, and Ronan McNamee in your county as well getting one. It just shows the unfairness of it.
Sometimes you just have to take a step back. You know what, though, Park, you go back years ago, we often joked about the Northern teams, and when we say Northern teams, we mean the Ulster teams in general, and the Monaghans, the Calvins, the Donegals as well, and that. You know, at the World Bypass for All-Star Awards, you think back, Kieran McGarvey from Ahi Arnold, going way back now to 1986, Kieran McGarvey was a shoo-in for an All-Star, and yet didn't get it. That year he played with Ahearn and Tyrone. Tyrone got Buller in the final. You know, should have got the All-Star, didn't get it. And, you know, they've waited now, since 1986 to get rolling an All-Star. You know, Callum McShane was always going to get the All-Star. He's always going to be a shoo-in. I talked to him last week, and he was delighted with it. But it's not about individual honours, of course. They all say that. But it is nice to get recognised, you know. But it has to be gut-wrenching for the likes of Geraldine McLaughlin, five-time nominated. And in years, perhaps, lean years when Donegal maybe weren't playing at the highest level or not doing as well as they were, you know, she should have been picked. And other years, maybe, you know, she'd have to sort of hold her hands up and say, well, perhaps I was surprised even to be nominated. That has happened in her own county as well. I'm going to say, maybe it's, laziness is the wrong word, but it's easy to select players in positions. And I know earlier on this year there was a player nominated for an award this year, and she hadn't kicked maybe 20 minutes of football, but it was just her name. You know, I've heard that mentioned on several occasions as well. Disappointing, it has to be said, Park. And I feel for Geraldine, I feel for Niamh and Emma Jane, of course, as well. And the other players that missed out, as you say, it's not Sir Grapes. I think it's a reality check needed in the selection process, Park. Simple as that. It's worth the conversation. There's no doubt about that. And in this day and age, not to have the media involved in the selection process, and I'm speaking as a journalist, not connected with any county board or anything like that there, but there is a select few people who do focus on ladies Gaelic football as their main sort of source of sort of, you know, week in, week out, and we know that, and it's disappointing, you know, that those people aren't the methodology used for this wrong, you know.